on Q105.
Oh my gosh, you are so funny. I wish Facebook Live was recording. Like, remember when we used to do it? We had Facebook Live hear everything we talk about.
Good times.
That was fun. But it's better quality the way it is now. And by the way, if you're watching Facebook Live, it's brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Because Susie is, you're really fired up today on stuff. You really are.
It's Friday.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the M&Ms and the Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do that every day, dude.
Where have I been? I knew the Pepsi, but I didn't know every day you had M&Ms for breakfast and then you wash it down with a Pepsi, which is just awesome.
Champion.
All right. Anyway, cloudy, cooler today, around 35, and that's where we are right now at the Cumulus Compound. 40s on Sunday, they say. All right, so Susie is just, you're on a roll. And maybe it's the Jennifer Aniston, Justin Thoreau breakup has got you all spun up. I don't know, but she's, as soon as we turn the mics off, you're on to the next thing. You're like, did you guys see the stories of the woman that had all those worms in their eyes?
I said, it's Friday. Let's talk about the worms in the eye story. And Dave's like, I'm not doing that.
14 worms in this one woman's eye.
The funny part is that she's entirely ignoring Denny off the air. Denny's like, okay, this would be funny on the air. This would be great. And Susie is still going on and on about the worms in the eye.
Like, in the past 2 weeks, there's been two different stories about people finding worms in their eyes. And the girl with the 14 worms in her eye, that happened like 2 years ago. But for some reason, it's trending because this other guy, he ate uncooked ham over Christmas. And a worm got into his bloodstream, and then it got up into his eye, and it settled in his eye. And he would say how he'd be looking through his eye, and he'd see a dot, and it would move, and this and that. And then, bam, it's a worm in his eye!
He's 26 years old. He's an outdoorsman from Oregon. And he became the first human ever infected by a type of eye worm previously seen only in cattle.
I'm going to vomit.
Like it's a worm? Like it looks like a regular worm or is it microscopic where you can't even see it?
I'm sorry, this is a woman. Outdoors woman. Yeah. This is a woman, not a guy.
Right. The woman was like outside and a cow and then a fly was on a cow and then the fly got near her eye and it like vomited or something. So this worm got in her and then it like had more worms and she could literally pull them out. They're tiny, but like tinier than like ramen noodles.
You can finger them. You can pull them
out. Yeah, she thought she had an eyelash and it was scraping up. But really, it was this worm and she pulled it out.
Oh my gosh. What do you do in that situation
worms.
When you're at home? I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
Jump off a cliff.
I got worms in my eye. Send somebody over here. Help me.
I'd put it in a baggie, take it to the doctor and say, what the hell is this?
She had 14 of them.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, one of the reasons why I didn't want to do the story because people have too many things to worry about. Now you got to worry about eye worms.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that crazy? 2018, two stories about people with worms in their eyes.
Enjoy your oatmeal this morning.
And spaghetti later.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. You're drinking that
Pepsi. They had Ranker just did, you know, the Ranker.com website. They rank stuff. They did a survey, the best soda of all time, they say. And you know how you go to a place and if you're a Coke person, and they go, and you order a Coke, like I'll go Diet Coke, and they'll go, is Pepsi okay?
Yes, I just had this happen this weekend.
And I go, no.
No, it's not.
It's even better.
It's really not.
No, I usually pass. I go on to something else. Anyway, well, the website Ranker, and the reason why is Pepsi didn't even make it in the top 10. It finished 12th. So according to them, the top sodas are Coke,
nope.
Dr. Pepper,
ew.
Sprite, okay. A&W Root Beer, Mountain Dew, no thanks, 7-Up, Orange Crush.
Really?
Oh, I like Orange Crush.
Me too. Cherry Coke, Sun-Kissed Orange, which I like too. Barks Root Beer. Love Barks. The highest ranked diet soda was Diet Coke. It came in 29th place. Diet Pepsi came in 64th. Now on sales, according to the internet, so you know it's true, Coke is number one, Pepsi is number two, Diet Coke is three, Mountain Dew four, Dr. Pepper five.
I want to know why most restaurants serve Pepsi and not Coke.
I've never seen that. I've seen Coke more than Pepsi.
I see Coke more than Pepsi.
You do?
Yeah. I like Pepsi better.
Very rare. I'm always so shocked. Shocked and surprised whenever I get Coke because I get Pepsi so frequently.
Are you shocked and dismayed or shocked and surprised?
I'm shocked and surprised.
Okay.
Well, that's redundant, isn't it? But I'm stunned when I get a Coke because it's always Pepsi. I just thought maybe they had the corner on the market for restaurants or something.
Different places, different contracts, restaurants.
Right.
You know, Coke is the, you know, or Pepsi. Like, where different sporting venues, it's one or the other.
There's
not both. Because they pay big money to have the beverage rights to some of these places.
I'm just going to the wrong places.
But you're a Pepsi guy, Paul?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm a Coke guy.
Yeah,
Susie?
You're
a Pepsi because you drink Pepsi every day.
I drink whatever's on sale.
No!
Yeah, really, Pepsi or Coke.
So
normally,
it's
Pepsi
for me. If it's something like Tab... You'll buy it or something.
Fanta.
RC.
Is that still out there?
Yeah, RC.
I don't know. I think
Tab.
So. Diet Right.
Diet Right.
Cola with a K.
Yeah, just cola. Yeah. That's it.
Cola.
Yeah,
cola
yeah that's right.
6 cents. That's what it's, you get a cola, and it costs you 12 cents. That's what you buy. That's
oh
just
gosh.
Wrong. And you're a Coke person or Pepsi?
Oh, I'm a Coke person. I'm one of those people, if you gave me a Coke and a Pepsi, I could tell you which was which.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that big of a taste difference, though, where you're like, oh, I'm not
Oh, I think
Pepsi.
I could,
Pepsi
too.
Pepsi is sweeter. Coke has more carbonation, more punch.
Although, wow. When I drink with rum, if I go diet, it's Diet Coke over Diet Pepsi, oddly enough.
That is very bizarre.
Oh.
I am very bizarre.
You are. You're strange.
Well, I drink rum because I want to be a pirate.
Good so bullet.
Do you wear a patch, too?
There you go. Okay. All right, let me get to a break, and we'll come back. We got Kirk coming up, and we got What's Up Toledo and Stuff Ender. Thanks, Denny and the girls on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios, this is Q105, WQQO, Sylvania Toledo, a Cumulus station. Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your